With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. The coronavirus outbreak continues to raise questions about whether people and businesses will be able to pay the rent. The Sacramento Business Journal's Sonia Sorich joins us now to talk about a number of local jurisdictions that this week adopted eviction moratoriums to provide some relief.
Hey, Steve. Yeah, we covered a lot of these meetings this week. One of the big ones was a decision by the Sacramento City Council to bar commercial evictions stemming from measures to curb the spread of the coronavirus.
Commercial evictions, who does that affect?
Well, this applies to the city's retail, bar, and restaurant businesses, which have seen their traffic slow down significantly or come to a stop entirely in recent weeks.
And what about for regular people, non-businesses?
Yeah, the city of Sacramento adopted a similar eviction moratorium for residential real estate last week.
So how do these ordinances work? What are the restrictions for tenants?
With the city of Sacramento's ordinance for businesses like bars and restaurants, tenants would have to inform landlords of their inability to pay rent ahead of time and show proof that coronavirus-related measures were the cause. After California's state of emergency and stay-in-place orders are lifted, tenants would have 120 days to make up unpaid rent.
Other cities are doing this too, right?
Yeah, we've seen other cities take similar steps, places like Elk Grove and Davis, for example. Sacramento County supervisors also adopted an ordinance that would take effect May 1st for residential tenants.
Of course, landlords have their own financial obligations. Does that come up when these local ordinances are discussed?
Yeah, definitely. Even though the sentiment is generally in favor of such moratoriums, discussions have included mention of the fact that the move just shifts more responsibility to the landlords. There's also a lot of discussion about evictions being a long process in any event, and some public officials have cautioned that events are changing quickly, and as a result, they're hesitant to make big policy moves.
I know that bars and restaurants are part of your beat at the Sacramento Business Journal, Sonia, and of course, they're at the forefront of a lot of these challenges. Some have temporarily closed, others have reduced their staff to focus on carryout and delivery orders. What's the mood like among the people that operate these businesses?
Well, I'm publishing a series of stories called Starving Industry on our website, which focuses on interviews with local restaurant operators navigating the coronavirus outbreak. It includes businesses of all sizes, from the Chicago Fire chain to a cafe in historic Folsom that opened just days before the coronavirus escalated.
And what are they telling you?
Naturally, restaurant operators have acknowledged that things can only continue like this for so long before they potentially miss rent payments. There are also concerns about staffing issues, things like laying off employees and spending money to train new workers after hopefully reopening.
What else are restaurant owners worried about?
Something else that has come up a lot involves the vendors and partners that restaurants rely on. Danny Turner is co-owner of Pushkin's LLC, which has bakeries in Midtown Sacramento and Roseville, as well as a restaurant in Midtown. He described what he called an obsessive purchasing of household goods among consumers and said that's impacted his businesses. He said some of his deliveries from suppliers were shorted because grocery store accounts had priority.
Well, besides the coronavirus outbreak, are there any other business stories we should know about?
Yeah, there is some news about Sunrise Mall. Citrus Heights officials are narrowing down possible future visions for the mall. Three possible redevelopment concepts were discussed at a workshop last week.
So you mean it wouldn't be a shopping mall anymore?
Well, those concepts all include retail, but they also feature elements such as hotel, residential, and office uses. Now, these are all just ideas for now, but the city of Citrus Heights could release a more finalized concept for the mall this summer.
Amazon was in the news this week too, right?
Yeah, it looks like Amazon will be a tenant for a new industrial building at McClellan Business Park. Amazon hasn't confirmed the plans, but records on file with Sacramento County suggest the site could serve the e-commerce giant's ultra-fast fresh service of home grocery deliveries. Of course, Amazon already has several sites in the Sacramento area and is currently hiring hundreds of workers locally to deliver packages as demand rises during the coronavirus outbreak.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You can follow her on Twitter at ssorichsacbiz. And you'll find more business news at capradio.org/business.